It shouldn't be too long now.
What do you mean?
You know Daniel can't stop praying to his God. He prays 3 times a day, every day. He prays with his window open so that all can see.
Well, maybe for the next 30 days he will pray with his windows closed.
Daniel is a very faithful believer. He will continue praying every day at the same time. He would rather face death than to turn his back on his God. It's that very dedication that will be his downfall.
There he is now, returning home. Let's see if you've proved your theory.
What did I tell you? There he is, in his upstairs room, praying.
Why does he always pray in that room?
Because that room faces towards Jerusalem. There he goes. He's praying.
You are a genius. Daniel has broken the law. He's done for.
He sure is. We have both witnessed it. King Darius, a word with you, please.
Of course. What is it?
Didn't you publish a decree that states that if anyone prays to any god or man other than you for the next 30 days, he would be thrown into the lion's den?
Indeed.
That's what I thought. Because we have both witnessed someone praying to another god.
And the man was one of our own.
Really? Who has done this? I want a name now.
Let me tell him.
No, man, get away.
I'm telling him.
Tell me who it is.
It was Daniel.
Daniel?
He is one of the exiles of Judah. He pays no attention to you or the decree you put in writing. He still prays 3 times a day.
Daniel is one of my best men. He has never disobeyed me or broken any laws before. Are you sure he has been doing this?
We are positive. We saw it with our own eyes.
Well, maybe we can give him until sundown to correct himself.
Remember, O king, that according to the law, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed.
Very well. Summon Daniel and throw him into the lion's den.